Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a text I never thought that I would get from my wife. How does Harry know so much about the history of shaving pubic hair, but nothing about college football logos?
Valid question.
He was more eager to talk about pubic hair in the pre-show than he's ever been to talk about anything else on these airwaves.
Yep.
And it's because he has a vast, deep knowledge of pubic hair.
Yes.
Wild stuff. Also, I did the quiz callus for my wife yesterday at dinner. Went through the top 25 college football playoff teams.
Uh-huh.
She got 15 of them. 15 of the 25.
Really? The nicknames?
Yeah. Nicknames, yeah.
That's
she outperformed
good.
Harry. That's got to be osmosis.
I got 9 out of 12 of the ones you asked me.
You did not.
You want to go back and listen?
No, I don't. You got like 6. Including thinking they were the Indiana Seminoles.
Yeah, which, you got like 6.
Which isn't even a word. Harry.
USC Condoms is an all-timer, too.
That was an all-timer, yeah. Perhaps they could rename. I feel like a team that plays bad defense couldn't be the Condoms. And they've played some pretty bad defense under Lincoln Riley.
Yeah.
Lee Sterling will be joining us soon. Anthony and Swickley will entertain us in the interim. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. You want to talk about pubic hair, or did you want to talk about s'mores? What is on your mind today?
I got to tell you, I was just dropping my kid off to school, and that last section came up, and I had to hit the radio off real quick. Mm. But I honestly don't want to talk too much about sports. I got to talk about s'mores. I'm with Doran. I can't stand Hershey chocolate.
Thank
just
you.
Gross, but you throw some Saris candy on there, some Saris milk chocolate. Now we're talking. And I was at Hershey this summer. They put a peanut butter cup on there. Is what they
oh
do there
my
instead
God.
Of the chocolate. Now we're swimming.
That's now we're talking.
That's the way to go. Just say it.
You know what's pretty good, too, is the microwaved s'more. You ever done that? Just pop
no,
it in the
I know
microwave.
You do that all the time, right?
Mm-hmm. My wife, depending on the time of year, she'll have one like every other night. Thank you, Anthony.
Do that and then a bourbon. We're all good. That's all I'm talking about.
I like this, Anthony. Call back again.
Yep.
Lee Sterling joins us now from Paramount Sports. You don't want to know the future, you better turn your radio off because he's going to tell us how these weekend games are going to go. Pitt off, but a lot of scoreboard watching to do. Given the college football playoff landscape and the state of the ACC. Lee, how you doing? Do you like s'mores?
I do, but I like, you know, if we're not winning, I go with Hershey chocolate. But if we're winning, so my daughter works for MSC Cruises, and she goes for the semi-annual meetings in Switzerland every 6 months. So I give her a $100 bill, and they have this what's called Tower of Chocolate. Can't think of the name of the place, but the street where they put her up has 10 different big, huge squares of chocolate, all different flavors. After you have chocolate from Switzerland, you're not going to Hershey's if you're winning.
I feel the same thing about furniture after I go to IKEA. All right, Lee. Okay. Louisville v. Cal. It's in Kentucky. Louisville, a 20.5-point favorite.
So Cal has this freshman quarterback, lefty, and they do a lot of RPO. They try to run it to the right side and either hands it off or he rolls left and throws these little dink and dunks to the tight end coming across. They just don't have many big play guys, and that's the problem here. Louisville, their running backs, receivers, they have like 4 or 5 guys that can run the ball, catch the ball, break a tackle, and go the distance. And Cal, 5-4, I think they're thinking, hey, this is a long road trip. We'll save ourselves. We got Stanford next week for the bowl bid here in their big rivalry game. I like the Ville big here, 41-13.
Lee, Virginia giving 6.5 to Wake Forest.
Virginia's living on borrowed time. So the quarterback's good. I don't think you're going to see many other players drafted on this team. So teams are figuring them out, those 35 and 40-point games in the rearview mirror. I think their defense is about to get exposed. For some reason, Wake Forest just didn't show up last week against Florida State. And Florida State had a huge win here. But Wake Forest knows Virginia here. And Virginia's 31-point at Cal was boosted by a pick six in the final moments here. They struggled throughout the game here. And I think they'll probably go back to Robbie Ashford here. I think he's their guy that can do a number here on this Virginia defense. Wrong team favorite.
Whoa.
We're calling for the upset. You're going to get a little help. Wake Forest, 27-24 over Virginia.
Boy, would that be huge for the Pittsburgh Panthers. On now to the NFL. The Packers, some weeks, look like they could be the best team in football. Some halves look like they could be the best team in football. At other times, they can lose to anybody like the Browns or the Panthers at Lambeau Field. They're a 2.5-point favorite against the Philadelphia Eagles. Who do you like?
You're right. And there's some teams for like a half a year, they have that zigzag theory. They win one week, the next week they look terrible. And I think the Packers are that team. I mean, they look great against Steelers in the second half, look great opening week against Detroit. They were unmotivated last week, looked like they were sleepwalking here. I think they're going to come out attacking here. You got to get Jordan Love, maybe do some hurry-up offense there. First time in a while, the receiver's starting to get some separation. People love to bet teams when they acquire players before the trade deadline. And Philly did that, but usually it's the second week where they do their best work here. I think Philly's defense has not been the same since they lost five guys to free agency. Green Bay here gets it done, 27-23. Could be a thriller here if you have ESPN and can watch the game.
Ravens and Vikings both playing some good football last weekend. Ravens are giving 4 points to the Vikings in Minnesota.
That was a weird game last week where Baltimore was on Thursday, played the Dolphins. Now Baltimore's got 3 extra days to prepare. During that game, it was like Miami had the ball like 3/4 of the game, just couldn't do anything with it. Would go from 30-30, conk out. Baltimore defense starting to play better. Lamar Jackson was efficient. 4 touchdowns, only 5 incompletions. Defense held Miami to just 5.4 yards per play here. Huge games coming up for Minnesota after this one. They got the Bears and then trips to Green Bay and Seattle. So I'm not sold yet on J.J. McCarthy. He's really like a rookie out there. Couple good throws, but then when you start buying in and he throws an interception, he fumbles here. They were lucky to get that one back, that fumble. But I think Baltimore's the right side, 31-16.
All right, Lee. The Steelers, they didn't acquire anybody at the deadline, so you don't have to worry about that side of things, although we could see Marquez Valdez-Scantling. They go on the road. They take on a banged-up Chargers offensive line. Chargers given 3.
Thought they should have gone out and gotten a receiver and didn't do it here. Or maybe Breece Hall was the guy. So Chargers went out and got an offensive line, which they needed desperately, losing both of their tackles, especially Joe Alt in the game in the second quarter at Tennessee. Justin Herbert playing good football right now. Play calling has been crisp here. And defense, tough to throw against here. Opportunistic. And we're going to find out here if Green Bay's receivers can get free. I don't know if they can get the job done here. I like the Chargers at home, 27-20.
All right, Lee, give us your game of the week.
Game of the week is going to be Indiana and Penn State. Penn State looked great for a half. We're going to see if they put together a full game at home against Indiana, who is rolling. Anyone wants to get that game, just call 800-400-9741. First 5 callers will give them the game for free, 800-400-9741. A lot going on here at Paramount Sports. We have a Super Saver card in the UFC. 6 selections, not $36 or $66. $6. Dollar selection in the UFC for a card going tomorrow. And then a football, not November, it's November. You get every game through the end of the month. We went 4-3 Saturday. 3-2 Sunday. Went also won both games in Maction this week. So we're rolling with college, NFL. We've won 27 the last 35 games. Just $297. Use coupon code SAVE200. It's not called November, Dovember, ParamountSports.com.
Well, we know you're going to win, Lee, and then you can send us some of that chocolate, all right?
Okay, okay. Come down here, chocolate, and guys need help. There's no that they have YouTube. Anyone down here needs a place to watch games. They'll have two open seats for Saturday and Sunday in the Sterling Man Cave.
November, thank you, Lee.
All right, guys. See ya.
See him. What a man. Lee Sterling. He said the Packers. He meant the Steelers. He's fine. He's okay. He's doing just fine.
Yep.
Winning a lot.
Yeah.
Indiana, Penn State. I got a weird feeling about that.
Why?
I really don't.
I don't either. At all.
We talked about the Pitt side of the college football playoff rankings just real quick. If Indiana was Ohio State and Ohio State was Indiana, Indiana would be the number one team in the country, not number two.
No doubt.
It's just such a thing.
Yep.
And wow, they won the national championship last year. They got a different quarterback. They got this kiddo, Julian Sands. Jason Mackey's going to join us next. What?
Sands.
Am I doing the old person thing? Damn it.
Sands.
Right? Add the S to the end. Jason Mackey's brought to you by Westminster College. Fall open house, September 20th. Westminster.edu for more details. It says September 20th. Maybe that's why you should go to the website for more details.
Yes.
Westminster.edu. Mackey was up in here. He did the show with me on Friday last week. He's got one of them massage guns.
Yeah, Thero guns.
Yeah, they're great. Mm-hmm. He brings it with him everywhere. So in between segments, he's just right on his hip. Very odd behavior. I love Jason, but he's all offended because I thought he was 50. That's why I thought he was 50. He brings Ben Gay everywhere he goes, and he's hitting himself with the vibrator gun.
Hmm.
All right. Jason brought to you by Westminster College Fall Open House, November 1st. Now, wait a second here.
What's going on?
They fixed it, and then they unfixed it. Just go to westminster.edu for more details. They're having that open house, I promise.
At some point.
They've already had two. We know for a fact they're going to have another one. Will the real Steelers defense please stand up? We get into that next with Mackey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm glad it's Friday.
You've only been here for 2 days.
Yeah, it's been a lot.
Think about all the stuff that I've wanted to say to you. The things that pop into my head and then immediately come out of my mouth that I haven't said to you for 2 weeks now. And you're just getting the hits.
I'm getting it. Yes. All of it.
All at once.
Yep.
Jason Mackey's here. He is 42 years old today.
Yes. Not 48, Adam. Not 48. Not 50.
I mean, I'm not that far off. You can age a lot in 6 years.
I guess so. You're pretty far off.
I am pretty
If you call a 42-year-old 48 or 50, you're pretty far off.
Yeah, every year's important at this point.
Yeah, I'm clinging to all the youth I have, man.
Yeah.
I'm not old.
Like every year, I mean, I'm 37. These last 3 years, or 2 years really, are important. 30s, that 3 is important compared to that 4.
I feel like 40 is the new 30, though.
Think what you want.
There's something, I think, about you, and you would know, I don't know, but is there something psychological about turning 40? Because I didn't feel anything for 30.
No,
I just turned 35.
There's not.
I think the psychological part of me turning 40 is the fact that I'm 40 and I just remember being 15.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going to mess with me. I'm like, how am I 40 years old? How am I 37?
And I don't think you ever really feel, at least from my experience, I don't feel like I've ever aged like mentally.
I'm with you.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think of myself as 35. I still almost think of myself as I'm in my 20s.
When I think about something, like
distance from when I graduated college or something. Like that's what mm-hmm. crushes me.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're not young. You're not that age. You're an old man, relatively. And like interacting with college kids and some of like our younger writers on staff, even younger people here, like that's what makes me feel old. Like, and I'm comfortable with it. It's not complaining about it. It's not like I think 42 is old or I walk around and I'm hobbled. Like, no, I'm fine.
I feel like if I make it to 70, and I would hope that I do, that I'll be thinking about death every single day.
What became like a mind you know what for me was a couple years ago where me and Rochelle were at a Pitt game and we're sitting in the stands. This is before I was doing radio. And we're looking around and all the college kids were like right next to the student section. And we looked around and we're like, these kids are closer to age to our son Jace than they are to us.
Yeah.
That's where we were. I was like, okay. Think it's different now.
Do you screw with your wife, both of you guys? I will say, like, my older son's 11. He's going to be 12 in December. I'll be like, just to mess with her, I'll be like, he's gonna be 18.
Oh, I do. Oh,
he's gonna be a senior in high school. He's going to be driving in a couple years. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, and it spooks me deep down inside.
Yeah, it's really more of a self-defense mechanism.
It's just fun. Like, it's crazy to think about that. We were just 25. We were just crazy babies, and now there's, you know. Whatever. It's the same conversation people have all the time.
But and now I'm 20.
I do not feel old.
26, actually. Jason feels 25. I'm 26. That's as much younger I am than
you. I don't feel 25. I mean, I just.
You remember what it was like to be.
Yeah. I don't feel mentally like I'm all that much different than that.
Texter, when you have the body of a 10-year-old, it's easy to say 40 is the new 30, Crowley. Thank you. Steelers have a bunch of guys over 30 on the defensive side, and they played their best game of football probably in a couple of seasons on Sunday. Are we expecting them to replicate that performance? Not six turnovers, but are we expecting them to play up to their talent level again for the second week in a row?
I'm expecting them to have found something, Adam. I don't know what you guys think, but I mean, I like Jalen Ramsey a lot at safety. I think sort of chasing a steady role for him was on their list. I think they accomplished that this past game. I think some of his leadership was very evident. I think they've needed something solid back there. The performance from Alex Highsmith in last game I thought was tremendously encouraging.
Yes.
How well they stopped the run and the formula that creates for everybody. Like, the offense by no means is a problem, but I thought it was very meaningful that they did what they did defensively, because I think the offense is going to play a lot better than it did against the Colts. And if you can merge the two of them, man, I'm buying it. I am. They showed me a lot in how they responded to the two duds against the Bengals and the Packers. I think they've got something here they can hold on to.
Yeah, I mean, confidence goes a long way for athletes and teams. And whenever you are facing one of the best teams in your league, and they come to your home and you stone them like the Steelers did to the Colts, that confidence is brewing now. So
yeah.
I expect them to have the same performance, if not better, heading out to the West Coast. I do, because that shows you something. That shows you that you can beat good teams. I mean, it's not a fluke. Like, there's some teams that you're like, okay, like, is this team good? Is this team not good? You know, you play the New England Patriots at the time. Like, now they're a lot better than they were then. But it's like, okay, yeah, that was a good win. We got a good win away. That was just a good win just in general. Now, after you got this win at home last week, you're carrying that into a West Coast trip that you know that if you get that win, then you're putting yourself in a good position. I think they have a lot of confidence.
Right, Doran, I'm not as good at putting it into football terms as you would, but like a baseball analogy for me, when I was pitching in college, like if I pitch against a good team and pitched well, that gives me the confidence to throw everything that I have.
Yeah.
Pitch exactly that
Absolutely.
Same way to a lesser team. Say like, you know what? It worked. Nobody hit that ball over the fence. I can go there. I can go to that level of performance.
Yep.
And I know there's a football parallel in there somewhere. I'm not trying to like cross-pollinate sports
the
too
same
much.
Thing.
But, I mean, you have to be able to look at how they performed against the Colts and say, the Chargers' offensive line is banged up. They're on their third-string running back. Like, Herbert's playing really well. The receivers are really good. But, like, we shut down the Colts. They are the highest-scoring offense in the league. They were incredible, and we took it out of them.
Well,
why
can't we
do that again?
It flips the script, in my opinion. It totally flips the script. The script is like, all right, we have to beat this team. Now you have to beat us. You know.
Yeah, we have to get back to that.
The Chargers have to beat the Steelers.
Yeah.
Like in your mind, like as a team, like they have to come. They have to beat us instead of us going over there and trying to beat them.
That's proof of concept.
Yeah. It's the script is flipped.
Yeah.
Now, you got to beat us.
I am difficult to please. That Cincinnati game and the second half of Green Bay, I can't get it out of my mind. I'm cautiously optimistic that they're going to play well against the Chargers, and I'm going to pick them to win the game. I will believe in the defense. Believe in the defense. If they play well against Herbert, and they show that the Flacco thing was a mirage. Like, you got to go out there and fold that guy in half. And I realize they're playing as well on offense as just about any team in football, the Bengals. Okay, but you're the damn Pittsburgh Steelers, like you're saying. So take the wind out of the – how old's Flacco? Is he older than you? 42-year-old Sales.
No, he's younger than me.
Oh. He is?
Wait, so yeah, you and Rodgers are the same age?
I'm older than Rodgers by like a month.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't he's a December birthday. I still like it, though. I still like it. When you get to my age and you see athletes even close to your age, like, come on, hang on. I didn't want Matt Cullen to retire because he was one of the last ones who was older than me.
Yeah, it's when there's nobody around that's your age that you're probably going, uh-oh, what the hell happened here?
Yeah, you don't want to be like the weird old guy. That's my biggest fear.
That's why you surround yourself with young people.
That's right.
Like Donnie Football. And you can join Donnie Football and Jason Mackey at Shiloh Plate and Pour on Sunday for Fan Game Day from 5 until 8. Juicy burgers, wings, ice-cold beverages, the best pregame talk. Shiloh Plate and Pour on Mount Washington with Donnie and Mackey is the perfect place to meet before the game. So go say hello, have a beverage, listen to the show. Coming up next, we break it down the way we always break it down on Fridays, and that is with odds and ends. We got Thorin back for odds and ends. Text us brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
9:36. Make the smart call, Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. That music means it's time for odds and ends as we break down Steelers, Chargers, and Doran's back. Let's do it.
Yep, Sunday night football, prime time. Steelers, Chargers. On the West Coast, are you guys ready?
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers over under 215.5 passing yards.
I'm actually going to go under for the first time in a while with Rodgers. We heard it from Chris. By percentage, the Chargers give up explosive runs more than anybody else, and their pass defense is actually really, really good. So I think the Steelers are going to run the ball, and I think Rodgers is going to manage the sucker, and I think he's going to go under.
I'm actually going to go outside the trend, Crowley. I'm going over because I think MVS could be active, per Chris Carter, I believe, earlier. Jeff Hathorn said the same thing to me. And I think Rodgers and the Steelers receivers have something to prove. I'm saying they go over.
Slightly over. Like I'm going under. I'm going under for Aaron Rodgers. Justin Herbert over under 255.5 passing yards.
Pretty sure every quarterback that's gone against the Steelers this year has gone over. And I think the Steelers are going to continue to stop the run like they have for the last couple of weeks. Herbert's going to drop back a fair amount. He's going to get hit a lot, but he's still going to get his. I'm going over.
Nope. He's going to be a focal point for the Steelers defense. They know enough to shut him down. And the past two guys have gotten loose throwing balls. So I'm going Herbert under.
What's wow. The line again?
255.5.
Under.
Under. He has 251. 251. Jaylen Warren over under 55.5 rushing yards.
It's a big Jaylen Warren game for me. We'll see what's going on at left guard for the Steelers, but you can run on the Chargers, and I think the Steelers were embarrassed by their rushing output last week, and so it's a point of emphasis. They run it well on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm going to go about the same thing, going over in the 70 range.
I got a feeling he's going to go under.
I do too. Under for Jaylen Warren. Justin Herbert over under 20.5 rushing yards.
Tomlin's certainly worried about it, and for good reason. He once rushed for over 90 yards against the Steelers. He's going over the 20, maybe on one carry.
I think he goes over. I think that's a low number.
Yeah.
I don't think necessarily he crushes the Steelers, but I think he gets over 20.
He'll be around there, but I'm going to say under on that too.
I'm going to go over for Justin Herbert rushing yards. Aaron Rodgers, over under 5.5 rushing yards.
Under.
Under. We got burned by this before.
We did.
Under.
I'm not falling for it again.
Over. Over.
How many?
9.
Can I ask you a weird question?
Yes.
Connor Hayward is maybe not going to play in this game. We'll see. They practice today. He's their guy on the tush push. Who do you think they use if they don't use Connor Hayward?
Pat Freiermuth.
Oh. Yep.
Pat.
DK.
Go ahead. I want to see him use Darnell, but he's the pusher.
He's the pusher.
He's the pusher of the tusher.
Sorry.
DK Metcalf over under 50.5 receiving yards.
He has 110 in his last three games combined, including 6 last week. 40th most targeted receiver in football. That ends on Sunday, baby. Over.
Big time. 2 for 6 ain't standing. Big time over there.
Feed the beast.
Yep.
Over.
Over as well. Calvin Austin over under 30.5 receiving yards.
You guys have both at separate times talked about how the receivers have something to prove. He's got something to prove. Over.
Yep. He's the guy. This is the reason we're looking at a wide receiver too, saying Calvin Austin's not good enough. I think on Sunday he shows us he is.
Over.
Over. Pat Freiermuth over under 20.5 receiving yards.
Starting to add up on me now, guy who said that Rodgers is going under. But that's not that high a total. I'm going over. They found something with Pat. Touchdown last week, 2 against the Bengals. He's back.
They need to figure out a rhythm with these tight ends, and I don't know if it's going to get there with Jonnu Smith. I do think it's going to get there with Pat Freiermuth. I'm going over.
Under.
Over. Darnell Washington over under 15.5 receiving yards.
I'm doing math quickly in my head. Over.
I'm going over, not by a lot, but like a 2 for 26 kind of game would put him over.
Over.
Under. Jaylen Warren over under 15.5 receiving yards.
Under.
Over. That's really low.
Over.
Under. Roman Wilson over under 10.5 receiving yards.
Over under times he leaps through the air like an imbecile. I'm going under 0.5 on that one. Yeah, I'm going under on the yardage total, too, though.
I'm going under, too. I don't think he's a huge factor. I think it's a game in the penalty box for him. A
little MVS. Mm-hmm.
If you got MVS, Calvin, getting the ball to DK, Pat, I don't know if the targets are going to be there.
Yeah, I don't want to hold him accountable for one dumb play. I think he'll be fine. I'm going to say over on that one.
I'm going to say under. Jonnu Smith over under 20.5 receiving yards.
They tried last week, and he dropped it. I mean, they target him frequently. He averages 19 receiving yards a game. Under.
Yeah, I'm going under, too. I'm starting to lose steam on this Jonnu Smith experiment.
Disappointing.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope he shoves it up all of our you-know-whats, but not optimistic.
Under.
Under as well. Ladd McConkey over under 60.5 receiving yards.
Over.
I'm going over.
Over.
Over. Keenan Allen over under 40.5 receiving yards.
Over.
I'll go over there, too. I think those are their two primary receiving threats and sources of offense.
Over.
Under. Oronde Gadsden over under 50.5 receiving yards.
I think Kyle Duggar and Jalen Ramsey did a great job last week on a better tight end in Tyler Warren. I think they're going to do it again this week. I think they're content to get beat on the outside a little bit like what happened with Indy. I think they take the tight end and the running back out of it, so I'm going under.
Yeah, I'm with Adam. I think they handle Gatson well.
Under.
Over. Quentin Johnston over under 40.5 receiving yards.
Slightly over.
I'm going under. I think it goes to McConkey and Allen.
Under.
Over. Does TJ Watt have a sack?
Yeah, man. Do it 2 weeks in a row. And their tackles are out. I'm not sure which side that Penning's going to play on if he plays, but it shouldn't matter. Win your matchup against him if it's against him. So I'm going to go over cautiously optimistic on TJ finding a groove here.
Yeah, they're a mess up front. I think TJ Watt has a nice day.
On the contrary, I predict inconsistency with this Steelers defense, and we thought TJ Watt should get sacks in previous games when he didn't, so I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes. Does Cal Duggar have a pick?
No.
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 Yes. Over, under, two, Joey Porter Jr. penalties.
Can I push?
No.
He might.
Over.
I'm going under.
Over.
Under. Over, under, three field goals for Chris Boswell.
Under, two.
Yeah, I'm going under. They actually get in the end zone and have a good performance in the
red
zone.
We can't push. That's a great line.
That was a great line.
Say over, though.
Under. All right, instead of a crazy stat line for this game, and we're going to go to the nostalgia game, you have to name three players that played for the Chargers before 2010, minus Sean Merriman, Kellen Winslow, and Lorenzo Neal.
Quentin Jammer.
Wow. Am I up?
Yeah, we'll go back and forth.
All right, Stan Humphries.
Wow. Eric Weddle.
Is Callis out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Players who played for both teams?
No.
Oh, didn't Philip Rivers play for them for a time?
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, there you go. Why are you laughing?
Before what year?
2010.
Drew Brees.
I mean, I could go Antonio Gates. Or yeah. Okay.
Dan Fouts.
Did Eli Manning officially get drafted by
Air
them?
Eric Coryell. Yes.
But he said played for them.
Oh, he was on the team.
No, he wasn't.
No, he
for
wasn't.
5 seconds.
Didn't sign a deal.
All right, cool.
You didn't like the way that one went?
Nope.
Why?
I don't know.
None of us guessed Junior Seau. Not
it's guessed, not a guess.
Not yet. None of us. Just
choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's
didn't
wrong?
Didn't Vincent Jackson play for them?
Sure. Caught a touchdown in the divisional round game in 2008 against the Steelers.
R.I.P.
Oh. Junior Seau, too, right?
R.I.P.
Oh, jeez. Waken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at Waken180WeightLoss.com. We've got Sunday game balls on a Friday, and we'll give our final score predictions. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Steelers Chargers Sunday. I'm not going to bury the lead. Steelers win 27-19. Jalen Ramsey, the player of the game. What you think, Dickerson?
I think the Steelers win 26-21.
Whoa, we're right in the same range.
26-21, and the player of the game is, DK Metcalf.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Steelers win 28-10, a little wider Ooh. Spread than you guys. Player of the game. I might go DK, but I don't want to double up on Doran. I'm going to go Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers?
Rodgers has a big game against the Chargers.
Harry?
Steelers lose 32-28.
Ooh.
Justin Herbert, MVP.
I like the non-homer pick there from Harry.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I like the matchup, though. I think Watt and Highsmith should eat, and potentially Herbig, and if they don't, that's probably concerning. Because they're a team that, they don't get it out quick. Like, Herbert gets clobbered, and so you would think it would be a good matchup. Now, they could obviously change that. It's not that hard to do, but that's not who he is. They run the ball. They throw it down the field. They got a bunch of good eligibles. Get his ass on the turf. It is turf, isn't it? It's turf. Is it grass?
I think so.
Oh.
I think it's grass. That's a massive, intimidating place.
I've never been.
I've never been either, but just seeing it, like, it's freaky, man. That was the one stadium this year when I was still a columnist and I was going to go. Like, I was actually excited to go and see because it just looks so wild.
It ain't Caboli's Achilles, that place.
Yeah.
That's where Caboli lost his Achilles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Achilles.
Mm-hmm. That's what happened there. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, a high of 61, low of 33, 85% chance of rain. Big birthday night for Jason Mackey.
Yes.
Is this what you're wearing to your evening
Probably
plans?
Not. No. Oh. No, I think I'll wear something else.
Do you get
Billy Strings tonight?
I didn't know if you wanted people to know where you were going to be.
Oh, I don't care. I don't care. If you're Billy Strings tonight, stop me, say hello.
Wow.
I'll be the tall, awkward guy.
Do you get out a lot?
No.
Me neither.
I don't have a vibrant social life.
No, me neither. It feels good whenever you do get one of them date nights. You got a sitter? Do you need Harry to?
Maybe? No, we're good. Okay. I should send my kids with Harry. That'd be great.
Harry volunteered to volunteered to watch Doran's kids, and Doran, I think, would rather Satan watch his children.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's a fair assessment as a dad, but
Satan.
They would come back with an interesting. Daddy, why did you send me with the guy with the video games in the van?
Yeah, the board games in the van, yeah.
Should we send the people out on a high note with Harry's rap? I think we do.
It's so good, Harry. Great job,
man. It's so
good. I love it.
We'll talk to Inns on Monday at 5:40. Starkey up next on a Donnie Football Friday. Goodbye.
The Steelers are going to win the championship.
Super Bowl.
Now they just need a wide receiver, and they'll be destined for greatness.
They did nothing. Bupkis.
Oh. I'm Harry Callis. I'm back. Are the Steelers that bad? Let's go and take a look at the week's recap. The Steelers got no receivers at the deadline. Are they going to be fine? Did they miss this time? And I guess MVS is just
practice squad guy.
Seems like he'll get by. Hope he doesn't try to fly like Wilson did when he fumbled. Security.
That boneheaded lack of ball security.
The Steelers wanted Myers, that was clear, but Schefter said
Jacksonville stepped up here.
Caboli doesn't think he's that nice, worth the price.
When did Myers turn into Jerry Rice?
But if DK goes down, Crowley said not pleased.
They have the worst wide receiver core in the league.
Will the Steelers be the kings of the north? We're going back and forth, but it seems they'll get their money's worth. Well, without an established second wide receiver, of course.
You already have three receivers to Roman, Calvin Austin, that are not so far away from what Jacoby Myers brings.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.